We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our weekly Thursday chat with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always great to have you with us.
It's always great to be here, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with the latest election results, which sounds a bit odd coming in the first week of December, but that's exactly what we got this week because Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia easily won his runoff against Democrat Jim Martin. That's probably most significant that Republicans now have, at least if they stay unified, the opportunity to block legislation they don't like. What do you make of the win?
Well, the win was very significant in the sense that Saxby Chambliss got below 50% of the vote in the initial race November 4th. That was largely because of a strong vote for the Libertarian candidate, Alan Buckley, voters reacting in large part to Chambliss' support of the Wall Street bailout. Now, that said, Bob Beckel and other Democratic operatives told me from the beginning that if Democrats were not going to take out Chambliss with their candidate Jim Martin on November 4th, they weren't going to do it in December, when the turnout would be lower, particularly among minorities in Atlanta. That said, every Republican visiting fireman visited on behalf of Saxby Chambliss, John McCain, Mike Huckabee, Mitt Romney, and Rudy Giuliani. But who campaigned the most for him outside of Atlanta and throughout the state? Sarah Palin. And with 57% of the vote, I have a feeling that Chambliss is wearing an I Love Sarah button right now.
John, let's move to the president-elect, Barack Obama. And, of course, he has been busy putting together his administration. Last week, he rolled out his economic team. This week, it was his national security team with some very familiar faces, including Senator Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, keeping the current president's defense secretary, Robert Gates, as well as the likes of Eric Holder for Attorney General, Janet Napolitano for Homeland Security, Jim Jones, the Marine Corps General, for National Security Advisor. What do you make of the team?
Well, the team is an impressive one. I have a different take than other people. Everyone is saying it's the old Clinton gang coming back. But when he keeps George W. Bush's Secretary of Defense and brings in a general who got some of his key promotions under the current president, I have to say it might be well called the Bush boys back in town. General Jones is National Security Advisor. Secretary Gates is staying on for at least a year, and these are people who are pretty close to the current administration that's going to leave office in 49 days. Now, having said that, I would tell people to look carefully at people he puts in the assistant secretary level and in other key appointments. My understanding is that one person, General Jones, is considering to be his deputy at the National Security Council, was a player in thwarting a vote on the nomination of John Bolton to be U.N. ambassador, a major controversy during the Bush administration. So while I'd say the appointments now are getting applause, it ain't over till it's over.
John, it's been said with both the economic and national security teams that Obama has perhaps rolled out a more moderate team on both fronts than a lot of people suspected. Many conservatives thought he was kind of a hard left candidate. Do you believe he is intending to be more moderate than perhaps some on the right feared, or does it just give him cover to operate with some more liberal policies, with some more moderate faces?
Well, one thing I always say about Barack Obama is that if you want to understand him, look at one of his premier political benefactors, Mayor Daley of Chicago. He came up through Daley's Democratic organization. He was a key player for the Chicago machine in Springfield as a state senator. And certainly both Mayor Daley and his brothers, including former Secretary of Commerce William Daley, were key players in Barack Obama's nomination victory and spectacular election this year. So I would call him not as leftist as people think, but certainly more pragmatic in the sense he knows what the people seem to want and he's going to respond. If you want to know Obama, watch the machine in Chicago.
John, last 30 seconds here. Your thoughts on the tragedy in Mumbai last week?
I was quite shaken from it. I called immediately my colleague Goyal, correspondent from New Delhi at the White House, and shared my own thoughts on it. He told me at the time, John, this is India's 9/11, and it has to be said that there's a lot of similarities out there. What was seen in the Taj Mahal Hotel was a tragedy, and the fact that people have difficulty moving in the crowded streets means that whoever perpetrated this dastardly act knew what he or she was doing.
John, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. As always, sir, very good of you to be with us.
Always a pleasure to be here, even in these very sad and unfortunate times.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. A reminder to get the very best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day through our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.